The story is told of a man that owned a greenhouse, and he hired two gardeners to work in the greenhouse. Now, the first person that he hired was young and worked really hard to cultivate the plants and plant them and grow them. There was a problem, though. They were like what the first workers like how I am with plants. They died and they withered. Didn't go so well. So the owner of the greenhouse hired a second person that was more seasoned and experienced. And sure enough, the plants, they were cultivated, they grew, they flourished, they were healthy. And so the owner of the greenhouse came to the seasoned veteran and said, "What's the difference?" And the gardener said, the seasoned gardener said, "The young man works really hard, but he's too cautious and is too careful as he moves the plant." And then he explained, "When I move the plants, I disrupt them, I disturb them, I shake the roots. That's what helps the plants grow." You know, I kind of think that's the way it is for us. When we hear this word of repentance, I don't know if we like it, but you see, when God speaks to us to repent through John the Baptist and Isaiah and to each other, you know what's happening is our roots are getting shaken. And that's how we grow. That's how we take in the full effect of Christmas. Without being shaken, sometimes Christmas can't take its full effect. That's what John the Baptist is saying, and in Isaiah as well. Dear friends, God will move through any barrier or mountain to reach you with his grace. That is what Jesus did. Think of all the mountains that Jesus crossed to get to a point to reach us with his grace. He faced the mountain of the temptations that Satan put in front of him. Jesus didn't stop there at that mountain. He went on further in his journey, and he faced a bigger mountain than the temptations of Satan, you could say, in the ridicule and scorn that the religious leaders gave to him. But he didn't stop at that mountain. He moved on further, and he faced a stiffer mountain and a test. His disciples abandoned him on his journey. There was no one to support him. He was left alone. But he didn't stop there. He kept moving on to a bigger mountain, which was a propped up trial and a charge against him. But he didn't stop there. He went to the highest mountain for everyone to see. That mountain's called Mount Calvary. So that everyone can see that he could pay for the sin, so that he could cover the way so that eternal life could be offered. But really what it's about is that Jesus is showing us that there is no mountain that he will not break through to reach us with his grace. If you had a friend and you were going to meet him from Bend, they were going to come and meet you from Bend, and it was in January, and there was a weather advisory, and everyone was saying that they shouldn't go across the pass. And that friend still made the trek to visit you, and it took him double the amount of time, and it was really a treacherous journey to reach you. You'd probably come to the conclusion, that person really loves me. Or you might come to the conclusion, that person's really crazy. I don't know. But isn't it the same thing? Isn't it the same thing, love and crazy? That's our God for you. He loves you, but he's so wild about you, he's willing to move through mountains to reach you. So how can we prep? How can we prepare? Smooth out the rough places in the weeks ahead. Is there a mountain? Is there rough patches? What are those places that you can smooth out in your life so that Christmas can have its full effect? Let's pray about that now before the Annunciation. Lord, we thank you for the words from Isaiah tonight, and John the Baptist too, that on our side of things, we need to do some searching, some smoothing out, so that you can have your full effect. Whatever those thoughts are tonight of the mountains that are in the way, Lord, give us your Holy Spirit to remove those barriers. Take away the grudges, take away the bitterness, take away just those feelings in which we just block your grace penetrating our heart. Lord, we want to receive Jesus, the baby born in Bethlehem, and take in his full effect of what it means to have a Savior this Christmas. Help that be the case this year. Amen. We're going to proceed with a time of prayer, specifically the Annunciation. And for this, I invite you to rise as you are able to sing.